But, having finished the day's work, what do you do with those other 8 hours? Let's say you go home to your family. What sort of family are you raising? Will the children ever be exposed to a reasonably penetrating idea at home? Will you be presiding over a family that maintains some contact with the great democratic intellect? Will there be a book in the house? Will there be a painting a reasonably sensitive man can look at without shuddering? Will the kids ever get to hear Bach? That is about what I said, but this particular pest was not interested. Look, he said, you professors raise your kids your way. I'll take care of my own. Me? I'm out to make money. I hope you make a lot of it, I told him, because you're going to be badly stuck for something to do when you're not signing checks. 14 years later, I am still teaching, and I am here to tell you that the business of the college is not only to train you, but to put you in touch with what the best human minds have thought. If you have no time for Shakespeare, for a basic look at philosophy, for the continuity of the fine arts, for that lesson of man's development we call history, then you have no business being in college. You are on your way to being that new species of mechanized savage, the push-button Neanderthal. Our colleges inevitably graduate a number of such life forms, but it cannot be said that they went to college. Rather, the college went through them without making contact.